Hey, it's Terry Lynn. This is the third recording with a little additional information about Ephesians. And in this section, this recording, we're going to consider this picture of division and reconciliation we find in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 14 through 17. So I'm going to read those verses to you and then we'll discuss them. For he is our peace, who made both groups one and tore down the dividing wall of hostility in his flesh. He made of no effect the law consisting of commands and expressed in regulations, so that he might create in himself one new man from the two, resulting in peace. He did this so that he might reconcile both to God in one body through the cross, by which he put the hostility to death. He came and proclaimed the good news of peace to you who were far away and peace to those who were near. So as we look at those verses, we see that it's this picture of unity, that both the Gentiles who were far away and the Jews who were near are all brought together. The church at Ephesus was made up of both Jewish converts and Gentile converts. And so Paul recognizes that it's going to be easy sometimes for us to look at what makes us different and what divides us. And he's urging us to remember that it is Christ that unites us. So we are all brought together. First, we see that reconciliation happens vertically. There is this hostility between us and God because of our sinfulness. And so Christ, his redemption, his blood, redeemed us and made possible the reconciliation vertically between us and God. And then second, there's this horizontal division, this horizontal hostility that is between us and others. And so as we find our peace in Christ, as we recognize the peace we have with God, it moves us into peace with others. And so it results in the elimination of the hostility between us and others. Now I want to focus in here on this phrase in verse 14. Paul says that he, meaning Christ, is our peace, who made both groups one and tore down the dividing wall of hostility. Understand that the temple at that time literally had a sign for Gentiles that said, if you cross this line, you will die. There was a literal dividing wall between Jews and Gentiles within the temple. And so Paul is helping the readers understand that that division, that dividing wall that created hostility, has been removed in Christ, that in him we are reconciled to each other, first to God and then to each other. And so we now are the new temple filled with the same Spirit. So this unity is so important to Paul, and it's necessary for the church at Ephesus, but it's also necessary for us today to understand that we are called to be unified. We are not in competition with other churches, that we all have our own purpose, our own unique place within our communities, within the global church, that we all do and focus on the purpose that God has given us. So I say that because it becomes very easy for us to compare our church and what we're doing and our ministries and what other churches are doing and find fault with other churches or find fault with ourselves and be discouraged or discontent. And so this idea of unity is about how we connect with each other within our local church, but also it translates to a bigger picture of how we connect and relate to other local churches within the global church. And we need to recognize that we are all called to unity. So when something exciting happens at another church, we are excited. We celebrate with our brothers and sisters for the advancement, for the purpose of kingdom accomplishment, for kingdom gain. And we celebrate with one another. We also experience sorrow with one another. When one church hurts, we hurt with them. Just recognizing that, I think it's so important. And we live in such a divided world, such a hostile world, that if our churches become places within our four walls that are places of peace and of reconciliation, and then as churches together seek peace and unity and reconciliation with one another, it becomes a far more accurate picture of what Christ did for us by tearing down that dividing wall of hostility. So I hope that gives you a little insight into that passage and helps you see a little broader picture of what Paul is speaking to in these verses.